This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice crisp win by the Yankees.
Yeah.
A lot of things I wanted to see that I did see positively so far.
If that is a harbinger for this Yankees team, that one game, then I think it's going to be a fun season in the Bronx, because it's all about, we talked about it yesterday. For me, it's about the young guys being the biggest key. And two of them yesterday with Wells and Volpe. I mean, look, it's Yankee Stadium, so you can knock the wall scrapers, if you will. Or certainly Volpe. I felt confident in Wells, and that's why I think he's going to hit a lot of home runs, because the ballpark's a part of it. He hits the ball hard, he pulls the ball, so you're going to get a lot of home runs. Volpe's ball, we were both there in the stadium for that. I think everybody in the ballpark thought it was a pop-up, can of corn, right field. Next thing you know, it goes out.
Yep.
But either way, those two guys with the power... Good starting pitching from Carlos Rodon, who maybe he has turned a corner, BT. We're now not just a year removed. We're now a year plus removed from his awful, you know, time with the Yankees in his first year. He had a solid year last year. He seems to have loosened up a little bit, smiling and laughing after the game yesterday. Devin Williams, even though it was a little shaky, still got the job done. Didn't blow it. Cool, calm demeanor. If that was a harbinger for the Yankees, I think it's going to be a good season for them.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the situation with Wells, to me, is the most encouraging. Yeah, listen, you love Volpe getting some confidence as well, going yard, scraping the seats. The wall doesn't matter. It's a home run. But with Wells, and I remember seeing this last year, and I don't know if I really backed this up with stats, but just watching him every night, I'm like, man, I love this kid's swing. You know that. I love his presence. He's become a real defensive asset. But he seems to miss a lot of high fastballs, right? And what pitch did he hit in the seats? That was a high fastball, letter high. And I was watching the postgame stuff on Yes, and Aaron Judge was asked about that, because Wells went down to Tampa in January and was working with Wells. And one of the things that Wells really emphasized was getting on top of, because it's hard to do it, getting on top of the high fastball. And again, if yesterday's a harbinger of things to come with him handling that high heat, I think he's going to have a terrific year. I think he's going to be really good. The Volpe stuff is what it is. It's a small sample, but it's a good start. I thought Jazz looked very good at second base. And how about the bullpen? 3 2/3 innings of solid baseball. So all in all, I mean, listen, the Brewers aren't a great team, but it doesn't matter. You get a win, and now you get to see Max Fried after a day off today. And it's always better starting with a win rather than a loss. Pretty crisp win for the Yankees. I liked it.
And it's exactly what the Yankees do. It may not be sexy all the time. These current Yankees, may not be sexy all the time. Maybe shaky at times, but still they find a way to win some games. All right, let's get to some Midday Madness here with you, BT. We'll do it on the phones. BT and Sal, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Lou is calling from Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. Wants to join the Madness and talk about soda. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. Soto is, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Soto is undeniably, hey, how you doing, guys? Soto is undeniably the best hitter in baseball. But I think he's going to find a big difference hitting
in front of Pete rather than Judge. I mean, listen, yep. He had his best year with Judge behind him. Now, he's had other really good years, and there's a reason why he's thought to be, you know, what he is. I get it. I do think there's going to be a little droppage. I think the park is a little bigger in city. I think he's going to have a really, really, really good year. But we'll see. I mean, it's an early read on the Judge stuff, and I don't know if that's why he expanded his zone. But Alonso is not Judge, and he never had Judge behind him in the past outside of a year ago, and he never put up a season like he did a year ago.
Yeah, I think it's well, he's had monster seasons.
Not
before.
Like last year.
Yeah, he's had monster seasons.
But
before.
Not like last year.
Juan Soto has always been a great player.
Not like last year. I agree. He's always been a really good player, but he's never put up the numbers he put up last year. It's a fact. He's never put him up like that.
I think Juan Soto, well, yeah, I mean, he also played in Yankee Stadium. That's a part of it. So you're talking about the career high home runs.
He hit a lot the other way. Did he deviate from that?
Did he have career highs in everything last year?
I was close. I know he had the 40 home runs. Well, what? Well, think about this.
He won a World Series. Was Aaron Judge a part of that? No, he wasn't, because Aaron Judge is ringless.
No, no, I understand that.
Okay, well,
but the Padres also got better when Soto left.
There is a thought, because there is a thought, I'm not saying you do this, but there is a thought that Aaron Judge makes Juan Soto who he is. And that thought is as idiotic of a thought as anybody could possibly have. Now, you'd also be an idiot to not think that somebody would benefit from hitting in front of Aaron Judge. No, it's not the point.
That's my point.
The point is, well, then it's a foolish point.
When his numbers were better, how is that a wrong statement? Pull the numbers up, Sal. And look at what he did with Judge behind him.
Okay.
Cool. And look at what he did without Judge behind him.
Right.
In his career.
Okay, I'm going to bring it up right here. Let's see.
I already know him, so I'm not even going to punch it up.
Right. His career best, right, home runs for him was a career best. Outside of that, he has had a season with more RBI. He has had a season with a better average, multiple seasons with a better batting average. Let's see.
Don't count the, I mean, you can if you want, but the 2020, I'm just saying, the 2020 season when he went bonkers, the short season, the COVID year. Uh-huh.
He hit, let's see.
What about the year when he hit 246? And again, I'm not here to disparage Soto.
Right.
Soto's amazing.
Well, but
the fact that, the thought that he didn't benefit from Judge's presence to me is ludicrous. Now, it's up to him to dispel that this year. And he might.
Dispel what? The year before with the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
The year before with the San Diego Padres. 35-109, 132 walks.
I get it.
He hit 275.
Okay.
His OPS was 930. Last year.
40.
Yeah, 41 homers.
So he had more home runs.
Okay.
One for one. Keep going.
He had six more home runs. Keep
going.
Same amount of RBI.
What's the OPS?
The OPS was 989 compared to 930.
And when did he have the ninth?
He walked a few fewer times.
Okay.
He hit 275 the year before versus 288 last year.
What was his OPS last year? OPS plus, pardon me.
OPS plus was...
The numbers slightly, as you're looking it up, I don't mean to jump on it, but the numbers...
155 versus 178.
178 when?
155 with the Padres, and 178 with the Yankees last year.
178 as an OPS plus.
Okay, in 2021, he had a 175 OPS plus.
But he didn't have 40 home runs.
He had 29 that year with 95.
11 fewer than he had with Judge behind him.
In 2019, he had 34 home runs and 110 RBI.
Not 40.
He hit 282.
Sal, he's great.
BT, look, listen.
He was a little better with Judge behind him.
He had a career high in home runs with Aaron Judge hitting behind him. Juan Soto has been the same Juan Soto before Aaron Judge existed. So,
that's slightly debatable because the numbers suggest that he was better last year. Not every number.
I'm confused by the, are we saying that the home run numbers are better? Because that I agree. Yes. He had a career high in home runs. And that could also be attributed to playing in Yankee Stadium as well.
What did he hit last year? What was his average again?
35 home runs.
No, not the home runs, the batting average.
275.
275.
Yeah. He's a career 285 hitter. He hit 288
last year. But what did he hit the year before that?
He hit 242.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
I'm not even going to use that to jade my argument because that's not Juan Soto.
This is what I'm going to tell you. So he had career highs in runs, career highs in hits, and career highs in home runs. Take away 2020 as nothing because that does not count.
Right. Yep.
He had career highs in 2019 and 2021 in batting average, OPS. Those were higher in 2019 and 2021 than they were last year.
Right. But if you were to go through and...
RBIs were more in 2019. Doubles were more in 2019.
But if you were to go through and come up with almost like a... And you can't really do it. Like an average, I mean, I guess you can with OPS plus if you want to.
On base percentage was higher in 2021 at .465. So, yes, he had three stats that were higher last year.
Yeah, but three of the most important stats.
I thought home runs don't mean a lot because Pete Alonso is just a slugger, and that doesn't mean a lot. So if you were comparing just home runs, then home runs mean a lot. But if you take everything, in 2019 and 2021, he was a better player. He was a .313 hitter. He had an OPS of .999. He had 29 home runs, 95 RBIs, walked the most ever in his career at .145. On base percentage of .465, that's better than .419.
Yeah, but I've also heard two of the stats where they were better then. Listen, that's fine.
But they were all better.
That's fine. Yeah,
but it's to me, it's not about the numbers. Like, if you look at what Soto did the year before with the Padres, 35, 109, similar walks, 132 to 129,
yep.
And the batting average is 13 points apart. It's almost identical.
But it's not with the OPS plus, Sal. It's like 15 or 20 points higher here last year with Judge.
Okay, but that's 1 year.
No, I understand
that. He has had higher OPS plus.
I think once he had a higher OPS plus.
Well, that was.
And he's never had more home runs.
Okay, I know, but you're isolating two stats. Are you trying to tell me that Juan Soto was a product of Aaron Judge?
Did you hear me say that once?
Well, I'm asking you.
The answer is no.
That's all that I'm saying.
Well, I agree with that.
So then we agree. Okay, so then what's the point? Juan Soto was not a product of Aaron Judge.
But I don't think that there's anything wrong to say that certain players benefit by playing with other players.
Well,
by the way, Sal, if Soto was behind Judge, I mean, I don't know. I actually don't know how much better Judge could do. But I would think over the course of Judge's career, if he had somebody like Soto behind him, he'd probably be incrementally better. Just like when Jordan found Pippen. And just like, I mean, Magic found Kareem. Like, you're going to be better. That's not a knock.
I'm fine with that. Same way that we both want Bellinger in front of Judge because we think it would benefit Bellinger.
Said the same thing.
But I think it's different because Juan Soto is not Bellinger. Juan Soto, on his own, has proven to be a star offensive player. Would he benefit from Judge behind him? I think Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, and Willie Mays.
Anybody like Ruth? I probably agree with that too.
So that's all my point.
But there's, I got you. And this is not to minimize him.
Right.
I think he's going to be a beast. And if you guys just tune in, I don't think it's a big deal that he struck out. He's going to be Juan Soto.
You may not be trying to minimize him, but the caller was. The caller called up, and his intention was to say, I think Soto without Judge behind him. And I just want to make it very clear, and I think we are both on the same page with this. You could say some of the numbers were inflated with Judge behind him. We'll see what happens for the next 10 to 15 years with Juan Soto without Aaron Judge behind him. But there is a track record without Aaron Judge behind him.
That's why I got $800 million, by the way. I get it.
That's the point. That's all. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. We'll continue with the calls. 888-808-1019. Just getting started on this Friday morning on the Fan.